Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Graduating from school is such a bliss. Getting to write your undergraduate final year project is what I would call in Nigerian slangs a big flex. The thrill of picking a topic, getting to do lots and lots of research and writing and several meetings with your supervisor, and the joy of getting your chapter approved. Not to talk of the indescribable joy of getting your final project approved, and the binding process and grading makes you feel like a mini professor. But what happens after that? What becomes of the project? Well, wait, let me tell you. Now, it is expected that the copy submitted to the school should be placed in the department or school library to serve as research materials for other students. Sometimes, yes, we see them in the library, and other times, in the trash, or with the Akara or Masa sellers. The latter made it to the Masa sellers because they were obviously not library materials. Which begs the question, how prepared are the students when it comes to writing a befitting project? Well, let's hear from some students who are writing their project.
Okay. First of all, my project itself is a different project. I am not doing an individual project, unlike every other engineering students who are mostly just building a prototype of, you know, of a particular invention. But we are not building any prototype, we are actually building a system, a practical system. So we are a group, a large group of 13 in the project. So we've started and it's going on well. Like, it's a departmental project, like a project that the department should benefit from. It's a solar project with artificial intelligence and that can be remotely controlled. So I'm sure it's enough. So far we can, the standards of the project is high alone. So far we can deliver to its requirements. We should get an A, every member of the team.
Christopher Martins, from Federal University of Technology, MENA. Alright, the efforts I'm putting in to make sure my project is done effectively is 100%. Made sure all what I'm doing is being done effectively, with care, with proper guidance, with the research I'm making, with the journals I've been using, publications I'm using. They've been guiding me in the right way so that my project will be one of the best, will be very presentable, we meet good standards. And then what I'm doing differently to ensure I emerge in the project is my effective thinking, ability to reason towards what I'm supposed to include in my project that will make it special. What I've not been really talked about in the department, some form of little garnish into my project, you know, so that it will look more attractive, it will look more presentable when I'm actually defending the project. And then advice from senior colleagues, from lecturers, who have also gone a long way to help me. And then my supervisor also, he's doing really great. His fatherly advice, his guidance, his counseling, it's been wonderful. He has made sure that his best is up to the standard. You know, he has done his best for us so that at least the project will be of good standards.
Those are some students there telling us what efforts they're putting in place in writing a great project. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're educating undergraduates on how to write the great project. Before we went on break, we heard from some students who told us what efforts they are putting in place in making their project stand out. When writing an undergraduate school project, some students outsource. Some take the pains to do the work themselves. Still, very few get their works kept as references in libraries. Why? What and where did they get it all wrong? My colleague Daniel Luole speaks with the lecturer.
Abdulkadri Abdullahi Aya is my name.
Okay, sir.
I am a lecturer in the Department of Mass Communication, Federal Polytechnic, PIDA.
All right.
So, as regards the project works by students, I want to categorically make it clear that some of these works are copied from other people's works. Or let me say, the students over the years have not actually demonstrated the passion for the research. They have not actually been passionate about doing a worthwhile project that would have brought about a lot of good news to the students, to the department, and to the school, and to the academia. And so many of their project works often end up in the dustbin because they may be lacking in standard. And most times, students want to graduate and go. If you have brilliant students, hardworking students, and students who are determined to make it happen fine, you will have good works. And at the end of the day, quality works will sell themselves, or quality work will attract attention from the public. But if you do not want, or if you do not have that passion and that zeal, that determination and that commitment to doing a good job, it will end up in trash, it will end up in dustbin. So, first of all, the question is, are the students doing what they are supposed to do?
Okay, if I may ask you, sir, what are lecturers or professors in some universities doing to put student projects, to ensure that these students are being guided in ensuring that they do the right thing, and then so that their projects will be something that will be worth emulating by those coming behind them?
As far as we are concerned, the lecturers have been doing their best, especially in research classes, because you cannot even be qualified to write project if you have not undergone lectures or classes or lessons from research classes. So you need to get some of this basic knowledge about research. People have to be taught from the, you know, the lower level to the top level. For instance, in the Polytechnic, we have to train students in an introduction to research method from their national diploma level. And at HND, again, we have research method. So these are all in an attempt to expose students to real-time facts, real-time knowledge, real-time access to first-hand information about research. But most times, students do not want to learn. They have this attitude of cutting corners to everything they do. At the end of the day, you see some students
not partaking even in practical classes that would have headed their research activities. Some of us learned through these processes. I remember in our research classes at HND level, we were taught how to use upper style, we were taught how to use the upper style and other forms of referencing sites, and we were actually happy that at that level we were using the standard academic writing style or guideline to do our assignment regularly. But these students will go to the net today. They will go to the net and assess people's work, copy them verbatim, and give them back to the teacher or the lecturer. When you have students who struggle or who are still struggling to even construct sentences, there is no point for you to, because you cannot begin to teach somebody how to write simple and correct sentences at HND level or at ND level. You may try your best to see that some of these things are fixed, but there are so many things involved that they have not learned from the primary or secondary school level. So they ought to have come with that. So all these things are contributory factors. At the end of the day, what you have at graduates most times from our polytechnics and universities are products of let my people just go.
How do you as lecturer get to know that this work are plagiarized or have been given to people to do? Probably in cyber cafe and some other places like that.
There are so many ways to dictate. Okay. One, a student you have been training or a student that has been attending your classes will always show him or herself. You already know the student performance culture in class. So if you see the student bringing anything that is above the level or above his or her level, you already know that this one is something that has been copied from somewhere. That is one. That is when you use your common sense to now detect, how can such a person bring up something like this? It means somebody must have done it for him or he must have copied it from somewhere. That is one way. Another way is that today we are in the digital world and we are in the 21st century where we have got a lot of applications that could detect. Once a student, especially when they submit the soft copies, and you have plagiarism detect, detection software in your computer, it's just for you to run it, and you discover that the whole work was taken from somewhere. Sometimes with little changes, and sometimes with the whole project work being an adopted thing from another place in its entirety. So,
what's your advice for students who just coming up or who are already at the stage of getting started for their project in ensuring that they do the right thing and this their project that they're about to write or in which they might probably be planning to write emerge one of the best and ensuring that they have A, because we could see that A is hardly common when it comes to projects. So in ensuring that it meet up with the standard expected of them.
Our first thing, it has to do with interest, because even in research, the first thing has to do with researchers' interest. Your interest matters a lot. Okay. You have to be interested in the work you are doing.
That was Abdulkadir Yahaya, lecturer, Mass Communication Department, Federal Polytechnic, BIDA. God bless Nigeria. That's up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.